Now, it's a service that's been recognised standing work in helping to keep a local community in the south safe at night. Eastleigh Street Pastors is celebrating its 10th birthday this weekend. And on the telephone to tell us more, we have Steve Smallwood, who's been volunteering from the very beginning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Steve, first of all, congratulations on the 10th birthday. My statistics here say that since then, volunteers have given around 7,800 hours out on the streets on Saturday nights, which is absolutely brilliant. For people who don't know, just explain what street pastors in a place like Eastleigh actually do.
Thanks, Tim. We actually go out on Friday nights in Eastleigh rather than Saturdays. But what we do is we go out to care, listen and help where we can. Now, that can come in all sorts of forms in Eastleigh. Certainly earlier on in the evenings, because we go out from about 8 o'clock, that might be engaging with groups of younger people, people in their sort of mid to late teens, 16 to 19-year-olds, perhaps hanging around because they're a little bored or just out and about, and we engage with them and we try and encourage them to you know, look to their futures. We often ask people, you know, what their plans are and so on, and just try and encourage them. But then, you know, we're often dealing with people who are out going out to have a good time, as it's a Friday night, and having a drink. And some of those people may get themselves into situations where they're maybe not safe. Maybe they've had a little too much, and we try and make sure that we keep people safe. We certainly walked a few people home in Eastleigh, or it may be that people are actually out and are hurting for some reason and really just need a listening ear, somebody to talk to. So it can, no Friday night is the same. We never quite know what we're going to meet.
And can get quite lively, I would imagine.
At times, we have one venue in Eastleigh that stays open until 3 a.m. So when we have a late shift on, that late shift is around until we think the town is peaceful. And that can be anything from about 3:30 till 4 a.m.
Let me ask you, Steve, the word pastors these days probably seems quite a churchy term. Do you find that the young people you interact with understand what pastor means?
That's a very good question. We get a lot of jokes. We get called street pastels because the group in Fair Oak particularly gave out fruit pastels. We get pastor and all sorts of things. But really, the uniform and the name is really just helpful in starting a conversation. Well, who are you? Why are you out here? Why are you doing it? And when they find out we're doing it as volunteers, that normally really speaks to them. But I don't think they really do perhaps understand what the term pastor means. And in some ways, perhaps it doesn't matter because it's actually the role of what we do, I think, that matters, that we're trying to just guide and help and make life more positive.
And do you think that people understand that you're there as an expression of your faith?
They do, and sometimes we get the opportunity to share that, and when people ask, well, why do you do it, I normally say because I love my town and I love Jesus, and, you know, it puts the two things together. We don't go out to sort of actively preach, so it's not us going and telling people to use a famous phrase that Les Isaac, the founder of Street Pastors, used. We're not going out there to hit them over the head with our 4x4 Bibles. But I've had probably more conversations about Christianity and about things of spirituality, things of God, with people out street pastoring than I have in any other parts of my life, work or with friends. And it's amazing how actually there is a spiritual hunger out there.
I love the idea of a 4x4 Bible. Now, you had a great service on Friday. I think you spoke to my colleague Sasha on breakfast on Friday morning. How did that go?
Oh, the service was amazing. We had about 100 of us at Eastleigh Baptist Church. And in fact, if your listeners would like to know how it went, there is a video of most of the service that's now up on our website. So if you go to any well-known search engine and type Eastleigh Street Pastors, you should get to our website. And on our video page, you can actually see the service and see some of what happened there. But it was a joyful time. I think the best point in the service was we had a couple of teams of street pastors actually go out onto the streets from the service, and we were singing "You'll Go Out with Joy," and we just were knocking some balloons around the church, and it was a lovely, joyful party atmosphere, just celebrating our 10 years.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. Finally, Steve, are you looking for more street pastors, and if so, how can people offer?
Oh, well, that's a very good question, because we are always looking for more street pastors and for prayer pastors. So for street pastors, you have to be 18 or over and part of a local church. And all of the street pastor organisations across Hampshire and Dorset, I'm sure, would appreciate more volunteers. And you can, if you just go to the street pastor's website, find the appropriate area that you want to serve in, and there'll be an email there that you can get in touch with the coordinator for that area. So our email is eastleigh@streetpastors.org.uk. Then get in touch and we can give you the application form. There is around 50 hours training that you need to do, and also obviously DBS checks and things like that, because we are an organisation that wants to make sure that we have the right people that are out on the streets to help.
Absolutely.
And one other thing to say is, if you ever see a street pastor doing something on their own and there are no other street pastors, they are probably not part of our organisation, because we are always out in twos and threes at least. You shouldn't see anybody trying to operate as a street pastor on their own.
There's obviously a story there, which we will follow up on another occasion. Steve, many congratulations, and it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Tim.
That's Steve Smallwood. He is from Eastleigh Street Pastors, sounding as though they had a wonderful 10th anniversary celebration.